with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Former central banker Mark Carney will become the next Prime Minister of Canada after the governing Liberal Party elected him its leader today. Carney will be replacing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who announced his resignation nearly 2 months ago, but of course will remain in office until Carney is sworn in. President Trump now says he wants his administration to be very precise about which federal workers will go or stay.
After weeks of criticism about the way tens of thousands of federal workers have been fired, the president has instructed department secretaries to work with Elon Musk's Government Efficiency Office to be strategic about who stays on the job.
I don't want to see a big cut where a lot of good people are cut.
The president suggested that cabinet and agency leaders would take the lead in personnel decisions, and he wrote on social media that his administration should use a scalpel rather than a hatchet. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Amazon testing artificial intelligence-aided dubbing for select movies and shows offered on its Prime streaming service. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The company said this week that the AI-assisted dubbing will be offered for licensed titles that previously lacked it. Dubbing refers to the practice of replacing an original audio track with a translated language. Amazon says its AI-aided dubbing service will be in English and Latin American Spanish. Initially, it'll be offered for 12 licensed titles. According to Amazon, the program will take a hybrid approach that allows, quote, local professionals to collaborate with AI to ensure quality control. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Small plane with five people on board crashing in southern Pennsylvania today, leaving a fiery wreck in an airport parking lot, but authorities say all five survived that accident. This is SRN News. Abortionists are being welcomed to New Jersey by that state's governor.
Democrat Phil Murphy has submitted his budget to the legislature, and it includes $2 million to try and convince abortion doctors in other states to come to New Jersey to ply their trade. Murphy says, quote, "With this program, we're going to attract doctors and medical professionals from across the nation to come and join us in the Garden State." His budget also includes $50 million to pay for abortions and to stockpile abortifacient drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for Christians in India. Nearly a dozen believers have been rounded up. They were arrested for preaching the gospel. They've run afoul of the Unlawful Religious Conversion Act, which is designed to keep Hindus from coming to Christ. Ever since a Hindu nationalist party came to power 10 years ago, persecution of Christians has really gone up. This is SRN News. A war monitoring group says the death toll has risen to more than 1,000 following 2 days of clashes, that between Syrian security forces and loyalists of ousted President Bashar Assad.
Ever since the toppling of the Assad regime late last year, Syria's new Islamist-led authorities have sought to portray themselves as a stabilizing force, capable of healing the wounds caused by more than a decade of bitter civil war. Events in the provinces of Latakia and Tartus in recent days are a far cry from that vision. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the security forces have summarily executed large numbers of civilians and looted homes. The violence appears to have been triggered by an attack on government soldiers by gunmen loyal to the old regime.
That is BBC correspondent Rory Gallimore reporting. More details at SRNnews.com.